Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. How may I help you?
What company is this?
We're a third-party agency that services many different online vendors.
Well, there is a company that I guess that y'all are associated with. I think it's called Fast Tech or something like that, that has been charging my credit card $50 a month, and I've reported it once, and I need to get my money back because they're not supposed to be charging my charge card. Who do I need to talk to?
Could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account, sir?
It's 36695.
And your first and last name?
It's James Whitehead.
Could it be under a different last name or a different name?
No.
Could it be under the telephone number you're calling in on?
It's 251-709-9344.
Okay, I did find an account. Could you verify your address?
Yes, it's 7771 Adobe Ridge Road South, Mobile, Alabama.
Okay. So I do see that you paid the shipping and handling for the dash cam.
Right. And that was all I was supposed to pay.
You were billed the $49.97 for the membership fee. And I see
I did not join no membership.
Well, sir, I see that you also disputed that charge, and the account is now in chargeback.
Right, and then they charged it again in February, or this month.
Right, because your account isn't canceled. So in order for us to get you refunded for that charge, we would just need your bank to call in or your financial institution to call in to verify that charge wasn't disputed before we can go ahead and issue that refund.
Well, they told me to call y'all and see if I couldn't get it handled through y'all first. Now, I'm going to report this. This is ridiculous. I never signed a contract. Only thing this said was all you have to do is pay the shipping for this cam. And it was through a survey through CVS, which I guess was a fake survey now, just so you could trap somebody. And now I'm going to just start reporting this because they told me to call y'all, get y'all to handle this, get you to refund me my money on both accounts. And if I couldn't get no resolution from y'all to call them back, and when I call them back, I'm going to call everybody I can that has to do with this kind of fraud.
Well, sir, it's not fraud. It was in the terms and conditions when you did that survey. But since the account
it did not say nothing about no contract.
It's not a contract. It's a membership. So I can go ahead
it
and
never
get
said nothing about no membership.
Okay, sir. So what I can do is get that account canceled. We still would need your bank to call in to verify this charge isn't disputed since the account is in chargeback.
Well, you cancel my contract, subscription, promotion, whatever it is. You cancel it. I will call Discover, and they will dispute this. And if it gets charged again, I'm going to sue y'all.
Well, sir,
this is ridiculous.
Well, sir, we would be able to refund you, but we would just need them to verify that there isn't a dispute on the charge before we can issue that refund, since you are disputed the other charge and the account is in chargeback.
Well, I never signed up for no membership. So it was a fake survey.
No, sir. It wasn't a fake survey. We don't service how you get the surveys. We just service the dash cam.
Well, it was a fake survey to get somebody to unknowingly get into this kind of a situation. And from what I hear from my bank or from my credit card company, that this is an ongoing thing that happens all the time. And it is a stupid way of doing business because all you're doing is ripping people off. But, yeah, I will have them call you. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.